G&M Family Market. Hey, it's 4:45 on Downtown, a Monday afternoon show. Rich Kimble, Ryan Wehning here with you. Maine Black Bear football team extended their winning streak to four straight Saturday afternoon as they went down and, ruined homecoming at Kingston, Rhode Island for the Rhodey Rams, a 28-21 victory. Big part of that, our next guest on the show, who hauled in a pair of touchdown passes. He joins us on the phone right now, wide receiver Micah Wright. Thanks for being with us this afternoon.
Hey, thanks for having me, Rich.
Man, what a win for you guys. Every time you'd score, they'd come back and find a way. But you guys kept coming up with the big plays, and two of them, you were on the receiving end of big touchdown passes. Let's talk about the offense this year, Micah, your second year in the program. It's got to be fun for you guys to be playing a more wide-open style.
Yeah, Coach Cullen came in and he definitely opened things up for us offensively, gives us a lot more options running the ball. You know, we've established a decent run game this year and throwing the ball. I think Dan's coming to his own now, and he's found a lot of us outside and he's been throwing the ball really well. And I think most of that is due to Coach Cullen and the new offensive scheme.
Well, you got a lot of weapons back there, even without Jaleel Reed for the next few weeks. You got the freshman Ernest Edwards, who's been a great addition, Jared Asuma, Marquise Adams, Jaquan Blair, Jordan Dunn. A lot of targets out there for him, but it seems that you and Dan have got kind of a special relationship there. He's certainly looking for you, and with good reason. 24 catches, 381 yards, and four touchdowns this season. How does that work from a receiver's perspective? How do you get that that connection that you have with a quarterback?
Any connection happens over time, but I just tell Dan, if you throw it up, I'll go up and get it. And, I think when he's in doubt or sees a one-on-one matchup, he's going to throw me the ball. And he knows I'm going to go up and make a play. And if not, I'm going to get the ball out. But, any connection happens over time. I think me and Dan are on the same level mentally of where the ball is going to go on a certain play and if and when he's going to throw it to me.
Conditions, at least from up in the booth, weren't great early on when we had that heavy rain. It stopped after that, but how was it down in the field? Was it difficult to catch that ball, and was it hard for Dan to throw it?
I think, it was definitely hard for Dan to throw the ball. Overall, we didn't have a lot of catches or completions as a receiver group. But you've seen us out there the first half. None of us had gloves on. Coach Cullen said because it was so muddy and rainy that he didn't want us to wear gloves. So, the conditions definitely weren't ideal, and I think that kind of equaled the game out for Rhode Island a little bit and allowed them to stay in the game.
Well, that's a tough place to play down there. It always has been for Black Bear teams. Rhode Island plays better at home, and they've got a pretty decent team. Speaking of receivers, they've got four pretty good ones themselves.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that until the game. They actually came out, and they weren't bad. I was surprised. I think I forget the number, but one kid I think had one about 137 or 140, and I was actually really impressed with his game.
Now, you talked about Coach Cullen. What's the adjustment been like for you guys this year with the new coaching staff? Now, some of the guys you knew in different roles this year, but what's it like playing for the youngest Division I head coach in the country and a pretty young staff of assistants?
It's different from last year and the years before, but everybody loves it. We're all on the same page. We know what our goals are and what we want to accomplish this year. We're all working towards it together. It's Coach H's first year, and I think he's doing a hell of a job, and the program can only go up from here.
We're talking with Micah Wright of the Black Bears here on Downtown. Let's go back, if we can, Micah, to the homecoming game. How much fun was that for you guys to come out and do your walk over to the Mahaney Clubhouse and see that huge crowd to watch you guys in the game last week?
Oh, it was awesome. We broke the record for most fans in attendance at a game, and the Black Bear Walk was insane. It was loud. People were cheering. I think the College Ave was backed up with traffic at like 7:30 in the morning or something like that for people trying to come to the tailgate. So it was definitely an experience I won't forget. Our fans have been incredible this year, and I think that's in part why we've had a lot of success here the past four games.
And are you hearing more from other students on campus, more people talking about the football team than they did last season?
Yeah, definitely. And most of that has to do with some of the changes on game day that Coach H has made, and a lot of it has to do with us just playing ball now, you know, not having to worry about anything and just going out there and having fun.
Well, you guys right in the mix of battling for the CAA title with that 3-1 record, and a big one this week on the road down at William & Mary. And we talked with Coach Harris Simiak earlier this hour. Part of the reason you guys have done so well on the road historically is because you treat it like a business trip and everybody's pretty much immersed. It's 24 hours of football on the road, or is it? Are there times when you guys can kick back and have a little fun?
For the most part, you know, it's just football. We go down there. Our main reason for going down there, our only reason for going down there, is to win a football game. And that's how we treat it. We have our meetings. We go back to our rooms. We go to sleep. We wake up, and it's game day, you know. Game day prep starts there, and we're down there to win the game. So that's what we try and do.
And the fun, I got to think, comes like it did at Delaware when you get to sing that Stein song on somebody else's field.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Well, it's been a great season so far. Congratulations, Micah, on the four-game winning streak, and good luck keeping it going down there at William & Mary this week.